We hold it to be worthy of note. A beautiful good afternoon to you here on a very beautiful Wednesday. 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's exactly where you're at. My name's Joyce and the sun rises here. Ah, well, there's a little light in our hearts, enough to brighten up our day. And, well, we pray our enemies are not right about us. You know, I think I just discovered that prayer line, like, your enemies better not be right. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. All right, so today on the show, well, there's this protest ongoing. I know you've heard about it. You probably even might have had to endure traffic for the sake of it. And well, I think for the sake, because you're probably in solidarity, but you have a place to be. Well, to be honest with you, God bless Nigeria. God, and I think God has helped. So that's the thing, and that's honestly why I don't pray about or pray for Nigeria anymore. I think that we are helped. I think that we can really decide to fix it. Like, we're a decision away from fixing it. All right, so I have a wild thought in my head, and it's wild because I got a message yesterday, and someone said to me, "Oh, Joyce, you're saying something. You're saying that the president cannot be kidnapped because you're on radio, and that's a political statement." Okay. Do you not wait? And I think this is at the risk of asking what is obvious. Have you no imagination? Have you no imagination? Do you watch the news? Do you watch the movies? And then do you watch the news? Because it's evident in reality that if there's anything you really do not want to happen, you do not want your symbol of stability touched. So here is the psychology of it. The one at the top of the pyramid, say the father, the parent, the father, the mother, the parents are a symbol of stability in every home. So is your president a symbol of stability in a country? So if you watch the movies, look at Libya. You touch the president, you strike the shepherd, and the ships go all over the place. That's exactly what you don't want. And when I ask, have you no imagination? It's like, beyond a reaction to me, can you think about it? Some things need not be said, you know, in explicit terms. I need not say what you want to hear, and I need not say it the way you want to hear it, but I can say it and you can contemplate it. And as much as I would love to get an opinion from you, I think it's also necessary that you weigh the opinion as well. And when you send me private messages and you try to, you know, throw something, it's like, are you really sure you want to go there? Because I'm probably not going to come back the way you think, to be fair. And I think sometimes, I think you get it, to be honest with you. I really think you understand how these things work. So this is me trying to explain that you do not want your, first of all, neither you and I can determine the outcome of anything as far as security goes. We've had a retired Commodore, Kunle Olawumi, on the show, and he says that your security agents are aware that they know what they're doing. These are men who are not just committed to their work. These are men who probably, for sake of what they even believe or stand for, have something of a personal persuasion that fuels their commitment to the state. So they know what they're doing for real, for real. And so if there's anyone who determines, honestly, the security of this nation, it would be the gatekeepers, those who have been saddled with the responsibility to ensure stability, to ensure. I mean, why do you think a spy mingles in a crowd, for example? Why do you think that there are many things that they know which they can't say or tell or make available for public consumption? And it seems as though every time that we have a conversation, we must extend considerations to men who are gatekeepers as far as security goes. And so when I said yesterday that it better not be a possibility, it was an extension to the gatekeepers of security, to be honest with you. In a world where that would be impossible, if that ever became a possibility, by the next full moon, every man should have arms. Every man. Watch the news. Watch the news. Watch it. Look at countries that have had say infidels come to power. Look at countries that have been toppled. Look at countries that have been invaded where, say, the president was sent away or chased away, or the president even had to run away. Your recent history is not even that far off. So that's what I mean. It's an attempt at disbelieving what the evidence or, say, what likely news headlines report. It's an indirect prayer that it better be impossible, because that's exactly what you don't want. You don't want that. I mean, look at the Southeast. There's even a state governor and he's like that, and he's rowdy. Blood, chaos, disorder. Something happens. They say it's IPOB. IPOB puts out a communique, say it's not us. So now the news is telling us, well, if it's not IPOB, then it's unknown gunmen. And there's a governor. And there's a symbol of something. There's a symbol of stability. But it's slightly getting out of hand, because these unknown gunmen appear to be untraceable. We don't know. But we're just hearing the news, people are dying. It's like, wait, why? Because first of all, you want to contemplate, what's the justification for the death? In fact, that's even the most important question to ask. Like, if anyone is dying, why? You know? So that's what you don't want. All right. I know you get it. Sometimes you forget to get it. And I have to remind you to get it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're on it 35 minutes past 12. On this very beautiful Wednesday afternoon. NLC is on strike. It's like parents are about to join too. Well, I don't know. It's what it is. Sometimes you wake up and it's either you don't know or you probably don't want to know, because it exhausts you the moment you know. Okay, our first hour we're talking about should... Now, because of what... And the only reason this is even a relevant conversation to have is because ASUU's been on strike. And God, we haven't spoken about the cost of that. The price students are paying being at home. And for how long. And the fact that it sets them back. I mean, beyond the fact that it probably also sets the economy back, future-wise, on the long term. But it's like, what's the cost to the average parent who has a child who's been at home for... How long? I mean, if we look at it, there was the one that happened about the COVID era, the COVID period. I mean, there was COVID, and then there was that long one that was like 11 months, and there's this one that's been on for like over 5 months now, about 5 months. It's like, if you ever go on this kind of holiday anywhere in the world, the supposition is you're made. Even being made, if you stay so far away from trying to ensure that you're making money as you stay away, your money's going to finish, so you have to get back to work. So certainly not a holiday of any sort, anywhere. Except his retirement. We have students, young, vibrant, active humans whom we can put to use, economic use, but who are at home. And then on one hand, you talk about fraud, you talk about prostitution, you talk about being idle and the brain dying, and whatever else lies in between. So it's for that reason I'm wondering, should parents be made to pay school fees? I hear some of you are actually paying. Maybe not as much as you could, maybe not as much as you should, because the government is also subsidizing costs. Now, I read an interview on Daily Trust, and I'm going to be sharing a few excerpts with you. And I want to find out what you really think, because maybe if parents started to contribute, well, pay school fees to say what is expected of what is the stipulated educational cost for the average child to be in school, then maybe ASUU will be able to have money and they probably won't be on strike for these lengthy periods. One, two, probably your ward would not be into other things. And maybe the time wasted can be minimized. So if you are paying, you know, you have a child in university, I want to find out how much you're paying, particularly in a federal university, I want to find out how much you're paying. And of course, I'll be sharing a few excerpts from that interview with you. And I also want to find out whether you are in support of the protest. This is day two. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Our first hour, we'll talk about, you know, are parents willing to pay additional school fees wise, cost for education, in order to support ASUU so that they're not on strike and then, you know, their awards are not, or their children are not at home for too long a time? That's the first hour. Second hour, we're going to talk about child psychology, the things that influence your child, children, the humans in society. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Beautiful Wednesday afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises over Akwa Ibom, Oyo, Osun, Ogun, Kwara, Enugu, Benue, Sokoto, Lagos, and Plateau State. Well, those are the states where protests are ongoing. Groups participating in this protest include the Joint Action Committee of the Senior Staff Association of Nigerian Universities, the Non-Academic Staff Union of Allied and Educational Institutions, Nigeria Union of Teachers, the Radio, Television, Theater, Arts Workers Union of Nigeria, and other affiliate unions of NLC were at the protest. I even saw a police officer dancing with a crowd. I think every Nigerian really wants the government to look in and realize that too much work needs to be done. And this touches the very nerve of our collective survival. The chairman, NLC Oyo State Chapter, Olusegun Martins, in an interview to journalists, said the protest is for the federal government to understand that they have to take education seriously. In fact, in his opinion, he thought that the government didn't quite appreciate the necessity for education, particularly a system where students are at home for so long a time. And in his view, he thinks it's because some government officials do not have genuine certificates. He says otherwise, there isn't anyone who understands the need for an educated society to allow or permit under their watch that people or students be at home for so long a time. Now, of course, the contention is money. 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 Money to cater to education. Money, when we say cater, to actually invest in education. Revitalization fund is one of it. Salaries is another. The chairman NLC Oyo chapter, Olusegun Martins, did say the government has begged for 2 weeks. But if they fail to do what they are supposed to do, there will be a 3-day warning strike, of which today is number two, where the economy will be shut down for 3 days. And they know the implications of this. It continues, if they remain recalcitrant, we may declare an indefinite strike where the economy will be shut down completely for as long as they remain recalcitrant. Ooh. And so that's for me what needs to be debated on some level. It's like shutting down of the economy. Like it's hard already. And then you shut down the economy indefinitely. But for the sake of, you know, their perspective of the argument, they say that the government is not taking things seriously. And that's the only way students have been at home for so long. And I'd like to open the telephone lines at this point. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. As the conversation is furthered, I'd like to share with you a conversation on the Daily Trust, which I found with the president of the union, Professor Emmanuel Osodeke. He pretty much argued against school fees. He thinks that the government can fund education and as such should do so. And they believe that they are more than willing to hold the government accountable however long it takes. The excerpts in a moment, but until then, welcome to the sunny side. Let's talk. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yes, concerning the matter, I think, you know, this time around...
Lost you, make it back. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Joyce, how are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you very much.
The line is breaking.
I don't understand our people.
Okay, I do apologize. I am sensing that the line is not as clear. I can hear you, but it keeps cracking in between. You're going to have to please call back. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. I'm Joshua. I'm calling you from Faba.
Thank you very much for calling.
You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So, God will strengthen you.
The Lord is my shepherd.
That's all I just want to say.
That's all you want to say?
Honestly.
Are you in support of this protest?
I'm in support. They should continue. They should continue.
Okay.
They should not
relent.
Stop it by these two days. They should go on so that, because I think this is the only language that they understand.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So the best thing is for them to continue.
All right. Thank you very much.
So let them continue.
Thank
they
you.
Should not relent. God is our strength.
All right. Good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, guys.
It's good to have you here. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, this is Adibayo.
Welcome, Adibayo.
From Berger.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the only language the government understands is the protest. And so I was part of the protest yesterday.
You were?
It was very... I was part of the protest.
Where? What area? Lagos here? The Ikeja area. Okay.
Yeah, from Ikeja to Lagos, I was allowed, sir.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it was very, very successful. Though there are some people that want to hijack it from us, but we are able to control it.
Are you a lecturer? Pardon me, are you a lecturer? Or which of the unions are you affiliated with?
No, I'm a boat driver.
Oh, you just parked your boat, your car somewhere and joined a protest.
I didn't even work yesterday.
Oh, you went for the protest yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh.
No, I've left school for the past 11 years. It's not about me.
That's
I don't
clear.
Have any siblings in school, but I think we need to address this thing once and for all.
Makes sense. Oh.
Honestly speaking, we can't continue like this.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, well, so you just heard a bold driver who chose not to work yesterday just so he could join the protest. My suspicions exactly. That parents were beginning to just join this thing like, wait a second, are we going backward or going forward? Let's determine a cause on whatever. Backward never. Nigeria Info on the sunny side. The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is A. Chiku. I'm on Third Mainland Bridge.
Wow. Oh, drive carefully and thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thanks. I do not believe the argument that the reason why the government doesn't care about education is because some of them don't have the educational qualifications.
Well, that's only an aspect.
I just sense wickedness.
Oh.
I just sense people who really do not care. Because their own children are all in schools doing very well. So personally, I'm in support of the strike.
Wow.
The protests. Let's lock down the economy.
You agree for a total shutdown of the economy?
Yes, we should ground the economy. I have some of my friends who are lecturers in the lab. They are all very hungry.
Wow.
You know, some in philosophy pattern. Some of my colleagues who are lecturers, you know, are struggling to survive. Not had multiple salaries. And some of us are here enjoying. We should all join them and get this sorted out once and for all.
Right.
If they don't want us to exist together, then let's scatter everything. Let them go.
Ha.
Yes, because they don't care. You know, if we have a way to, I've always said, prevent them from taking their children outside this country, let's get that done.
Wow.
You know, okay. They can't give us what we need. We have to take it from them by force, whether they like it or they don't like it. Or they should just, you know, get off and give other people away.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Now, if you're wondering why the NLC is on the streets, well, at least from the aspect of the government, the NLC say that they don't have, the government say that they don't have money. The government says that they don't have money. And the NLC is saying, no, you have money. Oh, imagine that one of the reasons, well, one of the aspects of, or one of the references raised, or examples, you know, fingered to show that the president, that the government had money, would be the purchase of forms at 100 million Nigerian naira. And so the union members say, oh, you have money. If people are paying 100 million naira for election forms, no, there's money. And if you don't, you know, settle us if you don't come to the table with us and do as has been agreed, then all hell is let loose. And we're going to do this peacefully. We're going to, you know, hold you where it hurts. We're going to ground the economy first. The protest is a warning, a pre-show. Then the real show is a stage where there is actually no show, where we ground the economy. And remember, Nigeria is an economy where, for some people, if they don't go out, they don't make money to feed that day. You know, like, it's a hand-to-mouth economy. People have to go out and make money for the day to feed. So when you ground the economy, you realize that people who can't feed are touched. Or maybe they just eat the produce. I'm not sure. But let's find out on Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
My name is John, calling from Agede.
Yeah.
Well, concerning the NLC, if it now they are coming out, where have they been since? When Nigeria has been, when they have been increasing fuel and this and that, is it the NLC that or someone they belong to? I think they are coming late. They are the worst. This NLC, this regime has is the worst so far. They don't have. I don't. They can go to hell. I'm not a supporter of them.
Why now, are you? Wait, who exactly are you mad at? You're mad at the protesters? Why? Eh? Why are you mad at NLC?
Is it now they are coming? Okay.
You think it's too late?
Yeah, just listen. Since this government enter, they are they increasing fuel from 70 to 80, from 80 to 100, from 100 to 140, 140. Where were they when this thing has gone going wrong? Is it because, is it now that they are coming out?
Mm.
Eh? We masses, we sort of depend the NLC.
Oh,
but
wow.
They just go inside Covenant and start enjoy. Anytime government want to do something, they bribe them and they accept the money and go. And it's now that they are coming out.
Wow.
It's too late. Thank you.
Okay. So, I don't know. I'm a little thrown aback. Because I really think on one hand, we must really acknowledge your point. But the only thing about your aspect is, are you saying that you do not support a seeming attempt at moving forward? Well, and this is also a question for everyone who doesn't support, you know. NLC is saying we want to move forward and we're trying to find means by which the government can help each and every one of us who are, you know, a piece of the Nigerian economy move forward. So if you are not in support, what is your, say, idea of moving forward? Because it seems as though we must move forward. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
It's good to have you here. Thank you
Hello,
very much
Joy.
For calling. Good afternoon. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
It's happiness for me to do.
Thank you.
Joyce, all the tech talks to be short time.
Huh? TED Talks?
Yes. Nothing is working.
Oh, okay.
You can see the threat that is coming in now. And I think these people, they are just doing their village thing. They're not saying anything. Honestly, every sector should be shut down.
Okay.
Yes. All the sectors. Let's shut everything down.
Ah.
Yes, I think they will understand the language better.
Okay. All right.
Have a lovely day.
Well, thank you very much. Have you calculated the cost? And is it a cost, is it a price we can pay? Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
No, hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you here. Tell us your name, you can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yaba.
Thank you, go ahead.
Yeah, I support the strike.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, so I support the strike. Lecturers in this country cannot be earning, an associate professor cannot be earning 250,000 in this country. It is unfair. Okay? It should be earning at least. Yeah, an entry-level lecturer should be going home with at least 2 million from there. We never talk about primary school and secondary school teachers. So mm-hmm. Those ones should even be going home with at least 250,000 at least. So they don't deserve what they are getting.
All right.
If the federal government cannot say there's no money, they can't say that there's no money. If the federal government can just dedicate what customs make monthly to education, then jail will be better.
Thank you.
If one person can steal 80 billion, a Captain General, if Baba Chilawa can go and be importing grass from Brazil to feed cattle for $150 million or $350 million or whatever it is, then there's money in this country.
All right.
If senators...
Hold on a second.
Going on with,
pardon me. Hello? I'm going to need you to please hang in there or call me back, all right?
I'll get there.
We'll be right back to Gwen Will. We're Nigeria Info.
You join these guys and let's paralyze the whole system. Heaven will collapse. It will not collapse on me alone.
Wow. Nigerians sound like they've just about had it. Off on a break then. We'll be right back. When we come back on the other side of 1 o'clock, the conversation will continue. We're about a few seconds before we touch down 1 p.m., and I'll be going off on a break to bring to you Lost to the Headlines. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. When I return, I'll be reading messages off of WhatsApp. And be reminded, it's Wednesday. We hold it to be worthy of note. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, my name's Joyce. It's exactly 3 minutes past one on the clock. NLC president leads day two protest over university union strike. Welcome, if you have just tuned in, we're talking about an ongoing story, a moving story, a story that is not necessarily aimed at you, but at the government, but its ripple effect could touch you. I mean, it's already touching you, to be honest. It's already touching us, to be honest. All right. It's reported that it's day two. The protest started 9:30 a.m. Those physically present include NLC President Ayuba Wabba, ASU President Professor Emmanuel Osodeke, and the immediate past president of the Academic Union, Professor Biodun Oguyemi, amongst others. Now, the ASU president was asked this question, and I want to share with you, and I think it's just necessary for you to understand his aspect, because, you know, there's the government aspect to the conversation, then there is, say, ASU's aspect to the conversation, there is media personality aspect, then there is listener aspect if you don't have children in the universities, but hear this. He was asked, will ASU consider the introduction of school fees in our universities as a solution since all our demands are, since all, you know, ASU's demands are financial or financially related, so they can all be met at once? His response is, we will not encourage tuition fee in whatever guise. The government can meet our demands without tuition fees. He asked, the minimum wage is 30,000 naira. If we start to charge 200,000 naira to 300,000 naira per student, how will a parent earning 30,000 naira pay for two children? He was posed a question to the fact that in other countries, say about predominantly primary and secondary education is a right, but tertiary isn't quite to, you know, within some other countries. And he said, well, the Constitution doesn't state that. But also, more importantly, parents already pay for accommodation because there are no hostels in universities. They pay for feeding and transport because the child or their ward is not studying on campus or staying on campus. They pay for everything, including the use of the laboratory. So why should they pay for tuition again? Can the country afford it? The answer is yes. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The government of Nigeria has said that they do not have money, as you might have guessed. The revenue is not what it used to be, and so the government is asking... Well, the government and ASU has just been at it. It's been a slow, sad dance, and you can see your children in the eyes every morning you wake up. They're supposed to be at school, but no, they're probably at home pressing their phones, watching television, and God, you're praying that something changes. On Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. Let's talk. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Could you do us all the favor, the volume of your radio set?
This is Anonymous on the line.
Oh, good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. I was so impressed by a man that called the other time. Where has been NLC? Where have they been since this thing has been happening?
Hmm.
for over 5 months, they kept quiet. So they are coming out to say they are protesting. During President Jonathan, in 2012, he announced the removal of subsidy. Then the second day, which is January 2nd, NLC declared nationwide strike. So, which lasted for about a week or so. Then Jonathan had to reverse his decision. So, during this time, same subsidy has been removed, and NLC didn't say anything, and we are all buying the fuel for now for over 180 naira.
You know, no, the subsidy has not been removed.
Oh, okay. But NLC have kept quiet since this present government.
So are you saying that this and moment? No, are you saying that this moment is useless? You don't appreciate the moment. You don't appreciate the effort.
For me, it is not a welcome process for me.
Oh.
Because these guys have been home for about 6 months now. They are out of school. Why the number fourth man in this country is out there in Harvard posting about him enrolling in school? Why your own people are out of the school? And about 2 weeks ago, they are all out there posting pictures of their children convocating in British universities. Oh, well, God go help us for this country.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. All right. Okay. To be honest with you, I can't even touch your point of view with any criticism. It's that, would you rather have nothing done? Because it seems as though maybe quite a few of you do not appreciate the NLC waking up at the 11th hour. You might really have a point. So I'm not going to criticize your aspect of the, you know, I'm not going to appreciate the way you look at it. I'm not going to disregard the way you look at it. But I don't know. So what should happen? Should they all go home? Can somebody help us out with that? Otherwise, the NLC is on a 2-day, 3-day protest to alert the government that their aim is to shut down the economy. Ground it. And the assumption is that it would affect everyone. Even our lean revenue. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
You know, this problem of this... whatever they want to do now, I think our support on it, because people are getting tired. If you can be able to get 100 million naira for a ticket, for how many people contest that? Now, they clear today, maybe say today, market people should go and collect their TVC. Now, the students are home almost about 6 months. They don't care about that. They only care about their own. They want them to vote for them, so they want them to go and get their TVC. And the people, children, sit at home for 6 months. It has nothing to do about it. Now, for me, that protest could have gone, even if it is possible, even the aviation line, both international, local, all of them should close, even the private jets will fly away.
Wow.
So that things can be done.
All right.
So that things can be done, because they have pushed people to the wall. If this answers we are talking about, because now we have some say what people go daily about go and feed themselves. When we are in NSAS, the government remember that people are there to eat. Refresh it. Even the food that people send from outside country to give us to share for us to eat, they don't give to the masses. They did not. So I think that protest should go on.
All right.
So that things can be able to be done.
Thank you
so much.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Human rights lawyer Femi Falana, who also joined the protest, said the federal government should invest the recovered loot in education. He says, and I quote, "We're telling the government enough is enough. Let them stop deceiving the people. They have money. Buhari should collect money from 10 looters to solve this problem. Just not too long ago, one of them stole 119 billion naira. The others have stolen more. In Abuja, he says, we're using dollars to pay delegates and are distributing millions of dollars under the Central Bank of Nigeria's watch. He added, rather than the president staying at home to fix the problem, the president recently went on a trip, which Mr. Femi Falana categorizes as irrelevant. 99.3 Nigeria Info is popping. NLC in the streets and Nigerians on air. We want to find out what you have to say about this development. We've seen it's a moving story. So God knows what happens tomorrow. God knows what happens this time next week. We're on the sunny side. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
The radio.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay. What I want to say now is this. You see, this government, they should stop deceiving us. People are really suffering. People are suffering, it's just the grace of God. When I look around, you know, people will come and beg me for some small, small things that is supposed not to be begged for. Wow. And I see that something is happening in this country. How can somebody embezzle 109 billion? At least I saw that on the television. Not that I imagine it. I saw it. The accountant general, they said 109 billion. Now, why are they punishing people? It's too much.
Right.
Now, the NSC, they have started strike or protest. And in fact, I support them. I support them. I'm not somebody that, you know, I'm somebody that you have to push me to the extreme before I ask. I support them.
Okay.
They should do something about it.
All right.
They should do something. A lot of, not only education. They should look, give us a conducive atmosphere, at least to make our own money.
Oh, yeah. The strike, since NLC joined, it's not been about education alone anymore.
Now, they are talking about water resources. That is not the issue now. People are digging well. They are digging a borehole for themselves because you cannot provide the water for us. Now you want to come and take the water away from our mouths. All these kind of things are not supposed to be.
All right.
You know, they are not supposed to be. They should fear God. At least most of them are either Muslim or Christian. Even Babala were pagans. Pagans are also calling God. They should fear God. And have mercy upon us.
All right.
If we have offended them, let them forgive us. Please.
Don't beg for freedom.
Thank you.
You never beg for freedom. You never beg for your freedom. 15 minutes past 1 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I'm going to quickly just go to WhatsApp. Let's hear what our friends on WhatsApp have to say. I appreciate the NLC, but at this time when there is major insecurity issue, this is not the right time to shut down the economy. They are giving room to the government to set them up. If they call off the strike today, do you know many students can't even resume because of insecurity, especially in the north? Many of them dare not try it. This negotiation has to be carefully thought out. Thank you very much for your message. Well, this federal government's careless because they manipulate their way into winning elections, throwing lies up and down. NLC was one of their friends back then in 2015. However, if they have agreed to join ASUU, it makes a lot of plenty sense. But this current government is no get joy, heartless, corrupt, embedded in their DNA. Heartless corruption embedded in their DNA. Let NLC gather their workers to vote competency as against those presidential candidates that bought delegates. 2023 is another wonderful opportunity for Nigeria to get it right or doom further. Thanks a lot for educating the public, Nigeria Info. Well, bless you too, and thank you very much for listening. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Let's see, beware the family. Let's see, this is a criminal. I don't think that's for me. This doesn't appear to be for me. Is this for me? Yo, Nigerians from satanic powers. Well, that's not new. Well, I didn't quite read the entire the whole thing. Good afternoon. Based on the protest that's going on, what I will say is better later than never. So they should continue with the protest. Nothing is working in this country. This is from Dennis. Thank you very much, Dennis. Hold on. So here is your friendly neighbor. I am Olodo. That's ridiculous. But here's your message. You say, shut especially those things down that would hurt and make the life uncomfortable of the rich and elite in the country. Oh, I get it. You think that we should shut down the things that pretty much the elites get to use or enjoy or have access to. Not just the political elites, but also the rich are the bane of this country. They never support or talk even what affects the average citizen so far, me, they are the biggest problem of Nigeria. Oh, wait, someone on WhatsApp thinks that the rich in Nigeria are the biggest problem in this country because they don't speak when the poor cry. At this point, it looks like the rich too are crying as you cry. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, see, I'm calling back. Yes, for me, I have reason why I'm supporting the protest.
Okay.
One is that you see, so some students have lost their lives and have involved themselves in some social vices. There are some people who are expectant that at the age of 30 they will be going for their youth service,
mm-hmm.
get their NYS certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Even those who want to go into entrepreneurship, sometimes they will ask them for those certificates before they give them the grant. Then some need it to go outside the country to further their education. Even some parents who are farmers today, they cannot go to their farms again because of insecurity. So to feed their children and send them 2, 3, 4 at home, as a parent, you can never be happy. See, apart from that, they are also finding it difficult, especially this instability in the country. Why some of them are totally out of business. Then, Joe, that's something you also said about prayer. Am I right?
Well, I say a lot of things. What are you referring to?
I don't pray for Nigeria.
Oh, that.
And I have my reason.
Oh, sure.
How can a man that drank otapiapia, and you ask me that I should pray to God to heal him or to help the person? I can't pray for such a person. You see, my father once told me something. He said, I should not allow a madman to walk behind me with cutlass.
Oh.
You see? Yes. Even the Bible, Esau lost his birthright due to negligence, and he never got it back. The former president, Goodluck Jonathan, told us sometime that even Boko Haram are in the police, they are in the army, even in Aso Rock. You see, it is a very difficult task, and it's not easy for you to eradicate ideology. The government have been reluctant. It is an indictment of this present administration. Now, have they arrested those sponsors that UAE gave? They have never. Even when the prison break, have they been able to sanction or sack anybody? They have never. So I believe that even the words of Chief Awolowo that Nigeria will never have peace until one day we are pushed to the wall. And that is what we are seeing today at the protest by NLC. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
What's your name? Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
It's good to have you here.
And God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm number one peacemaker of Nigeria. I have been fighting for peace of Nigeria since 1993 of Abiola. But I'm getting angry and malaria, which I pray make you not turn to hypertension. And if anything, labor will do to help us. But I told us to say, if they don't fight this once and for all, and they call this the same strike for the same thing in future, I will use my blood to sue them to court. Hello?
We're with you.
And what I want to tell you is, let government help them. They can sell what all you want day to solve us to a problem. Which
might have lost you. Okay, your line has been corrupted. I'm not sure why or how. Hopefully you make it back. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Well, I normally have this question to ask. This is our leader. Are they from another planet? Because it seems to me that they are not from this Nigerian.
Chances are you never know.
Honestly, I'm just wondering whether they're from another planet, because every time the people will cry, they face problems, they will not listen. And when they take over office, they say they are swear to defend the unity of the country, to protect life and property. This is what they are doing.
So what do you think about the intention of NLC to shut down the economy if the government doesn't respond to ASU, deal with food scarcity or food prices, like practically just get to work?
Auntie Joyce, I'm 100% in their back. I'm supporting them because we are already pushed to the wall. There's nothing left for us anymore.
You think there's nothing we can lose anymore? We practically maybe
there's
almost lost everything.
Because if your children in the school in abroad and the students here in Nigeria, they are suffering. They are not even listening. They are not even listening. Nigerian universities are even not even part of the one. Other, let me say, 10% of Nigerian universities is not even in the list of universities in the Africa to be number one or number two. They are not even among the top 10.
Mm.
So where are we going? No. This is a country that make and honey, and we are looking for where and make and honey to drink. I remember the song that Sonia Scoso used to sing. There's a which way Nigeria? This is it. Which way Nigeria? Where are we going?
All right.
So it's very, very unfortunate our leader is not listening to us. Their children is abroad. They went there, they traveled. Even when they have Qatar, they will travel to abroad to go and take medicine because of cough and Qatar.
All right.
Spend millions of our tax money, and any other day they say, we are going to make this, we are going to do this.
All right.
This is where we find ourselves. So I'm 100% support of the labor to do whatever they want to do. If they want to shut down this country, let them shut it down. Everybody, let everybody stay at home.
Thank you very much for calling. Well, you know, it's something. Yeah, I get it. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message on WhatsApp. Joyce wants to total shutdown. I think you mean you want a total shutdown of airports, seaports, everything shut down. How I wish police can go on strike too. If Nigeria was a movie script, it should be titled The Gods Must Be Crazy.
If it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
This is Bassi from Beggar. You say, Joyce, if the federal government said that there is no money in the country, what percentage of the annual budget goes to education sector? Are you saying that $200 billion is too small for education sector? Joyce, the negligence of the education sector by the federal government is because they don't want the citizens to be educated. Because if all Nigerians are educated, the politicians cannot deceive the people anymore. Point gotten. Thank you. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. You're on the sunny side.
Let me round off.
Oh, sure.
Comrades.
Sure. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is that there are some people that will stand for their ballot and they come telling me, say, we will collect mango. Martin Luther King is one person. Hashtag, is one person. Let them come out and do what they say we do. Collectively say I'm a coconut head, I'm a talkative. For talking for Nigeria, so let them come out. Maybe they go stay for the panel. They say we did this, we did that. Hello.
Who are you referring to?
Mr. Chris. What they say we? Mr. Chris, right? You don't join. They say we. We the collect popo mango that I said to
move.
I never collected anything for 1993 years ago.
Hold
so
on.
Let them know how they will say we. I the first for that we.
Okay. God knows I didn't get it, but yeah, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. And just before I forget, treasure hunt, a very interesting day to win 5,000 Nigerian Naira. Find the photo of Nigeria's Senate President anywhere on our app right now and win 5,000 Naira. Fastest finger wins, and may everything that should stand for Nigeria stand for you. Yeah, so you're looking for the photograph of Senate President anywhere on our app now, and you win 5,000 Naira. So I believe that the lights would stand for Nigeria. I believe that the good will stand for Nigeria. Whether they are still standing is now a different subject altogether, but these are the things that we know should, and we hope that they never tire of us. God, it's not...
have some faith, I guess.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good to have you here. Back to the telephone lines. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Joyce.
Yeah.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
It's been a while. I've been trying this line.
Well, finally. I'm glad to have you here. Wow. Thank you.
And what baffled me the most is some persons call more than thrice, twice, three times.
Magic.
Until I'm calling back.
Magic. Don't worry. Magic.
Please, if you allow other people to go, millions of Lagosians listen to this program. It takes me time for me to... I don't know when I'll reach you again after this call.
Never. Don't lose hope. You never know.
So what I want to say is...
Imagine, now that's going to break a brother's heart. And I sincerely do apologize, but take faith in my words. Call me back. You're going to get through. The sunny side, welcome to Nigeria Info. Afternoon to you.
Hello, my lady.
Oh, bless
good
you. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, John. I want to support what the last caller said.
Okay.
I've been trying here. So many other people have called twice.
Wow.
And I think you're not being fair to us.
Oh, you think
them.
It's
yes.
me?
No, you just give them 30 seconds if you want to pick their second call.
Okay.
Give them 30 seconds.
I'll take that. Okay.
That's how we do it in Abuja.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Go ahead.
The 100 million.
For form.
Is for the form. From their pocket, right? And it goes into the party purse, right?
Yeah.
It's no government money.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me see if I can remind you. Amaechi, you know, during the rally, huh? No, the primaries.
Yes.
Amaechi was trying to persuade delegates to vote for him, right? And he made a statement, which I've shared on radio. He said, the politicians are going to give you money. He said, that money is government money.
Yes. We all know that. It's stolen money.
But you're speaking from two sides of your mouth.
But in reality... Now, as we speak, is their money, right? Even the what was his name? This latest man. Now I can't call him a culprit or a thief because Femi Falana should know that the court should pronounce him guilty before he says there's money somewhere else.
No, I'm lost. Are you saying who are you saying you're not going to call a thief?
The former accountant general of the federation.
Oh, absolutely. So it's a case of not guilty until proven guilty.
Falano shouldn't refer to such issue because and he's a lawyer.
No. He said looted.
Looted.
And he didn't call him a thief.
But he gave example of used the man as an example.
He made a loose reference, so
okay,
that's
yes.
subject to argument. He didn't call anybody's name. So
okay,
what's your
right.
problem? Yeah, now come on. But are you saying looting doesn't happen?
It happens.
So that's what exactly the point he was raising.
You need to take the man to court and find him guilty first before you say okay, yes, this thing is true.
Oh wait, are you implying that it's not true?
Madam, we have seen so
you,
many
you know the
cases.
EFCC, wait, you think do you think the EFCC are just a bunch of nutheads who don't know what they're doing?
I think so.
Oh, heaven forgive you. For real?
No, you know why? Because you say somebody stole something and you take him to court. At the end of the day, the man works out free. And we are seeing innocent people or people, let me say like, what do you call these people? These 419 boys, these Yahoo boys.
Uh-huh.
One of the judges gave the boy 125 years imprisonment.
Okay. I think I see what you're trying to do. You're saying, well,
yes.
if these guys are not guilty by a competent law, court of law, then maybe we don't have anything to pin on them.
Yes. So now, back to the education issue. My problem is this. These lecturers, they are professors. What stops them from telling the government, okay, government, since you don't have money, we all know the economy is bad all over the world, even in America, Britain. Why not tell them, okay, let us have something like this educational trust fund, like the police trust fund, which the Lagos State government formed here in Lagos State. You understand me?
How does the police trust fund work? And are the police officers benefiting from it?
That way you get...
Have I lost you?
Hello?
I'm with you.
That way you get money from the looters. You know, some of these looters will come and say, okay, they want to support the educational trust fund. They give money, especially this election period. Instead of putting the economy to an halt.
Wait. Do you know what you are implying by this?
Yes.
You don't want to go straightforwardly. You want to go by the corner. You want to open a fund and have a looter come donate, as against charging a criminal to court, or say charging a suspect to court and finding him guilty.
That our institutions, they are not functioning.
Yeah, but don't create another outlet. Then try to make it function.
Yes, but you still have people who can give freely. People like Aliko Dangote. People like
the. Why do you want the crumbs when the table is yours? Why?
Because the economy, the world economy, is in shambles right now.
No, you're making up excuses, and no. So that's something. So there's something wrong with your logic. So there is Commonwealth of the nation, and then there is the suspicion that some people are looting it. And I think you make a good argument when you say, let's take them to court, that a competent court of law find them guilty. Phenomenal aspect of, you know, great contribution. And then you say, well, open a trust fund so that people can live on the goodwill of other people whom society suspect of criminality. Come on, man. Wait, you would rather wait for someone who has been alleged with, you know that tag of this person is allegedly accused or is allegedly suspected of a fraud to the tune of $1 billion, huh? Rather than following through on the process, you would rather open a fund and wait for him to decide to be good and come make a donation for you to benefit from. Come on, man. You're a free being. You're Nigerian. Nigeria is yours. So whenever you decide to defend Nigeria, you fight as though you're fighting for what's yours. And when you make a demand, as though you're demanding what's yours. It's that or nothing. There isn't anything else on the flanks. You're going to let someone give you what's yours at their mercy? Yeah, that's wild. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is the barrister without chamber.
Okay.
Yeah. Please, the last caller said that they normally do 30 seconds. How many minutes did he spend? Pretend to do the worst.
Oh, Lord.
How can somebody will call? You're not counting other people say that 30 seconds. He spent up to 6 minutes there.
No, it wasn't up to 6 minutes.
Well, how many minutes, Sister Joy?
Can you forgive him?
That's you're not supposed to talk that kind of a thing now.
I see your point now.
Everybody has a right to express himself.
Oh, yeah, I'm half a
This radio is for
now.
Everybody. You are there for us, and we are here for you.
Let
that
please.
One, by the way.
Thank you.
Concern issue on labor. I like what the other caller said. Mr. Kobokoma.
Oh, okay.
He's trying too much. Ayuba Nwaba is the worst Nigerian Labour Congress president
we
never even had in this country.
Oh.
Where in the increased fuel, kerosene, gas. Do you know what happened in France when they increased common bread? Can you remember? Only bread. A heavy protest. Nothing can change this government. If they like, they protest from here to Abuja. If they like, from here to London. It cannot change this government. If they like, let them shut the economy. Because I myself, I cannot join anybody to protest or strike. Are we not on strike?
How are you on strike?
We are on strike now.
How?
Hunger strike. You are laughing.
Oh, Lord in heaven. How are you on hunger strike? Haven't you had breakfast? Well, I haven't had breakfast. But
we are on hunger strike, if you start joking.
Yeah, but don't you think you should fight for something? Because I think you might have
what
a point
you
if
fighting?
You say...
What are you fighting? You cannot give anything.
Okay.
I get what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
Okay, look at it. Many protests have been going on in this country. Nothing has been changed.
Yeah, but don't you think you need? Don't you think you need one? Yeah.
We had this Ayuba Nwaba day.
would increase this kerosene and gas and diesel.
You know the implication of your statement is everybody go home and sleep. Let it get worse. That's what you're saying.
We just the manager and they go.
Ah.
That's only thing. If they like, let it shut the whole aviation. Nothing will happen.
You know you have no faith, and that's a bad signal. But thank you anyways for calling.
I have no what?
You have no faith.
I have no faith.
Yeah.
I believe in God. I don't have any faith to any human being. It's God Almighty, the creator that was not created.
All right.
That's where my hope is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any hope for anybody. If God say we go die alive, we go die alive. If you say we no go die alive, that's what the matter take be. If you like Ayoba one by the Apalapala where they give him, it don't go down.
What's Palapala?
Eh?
What's that? Palapala.
Apalapala.
What's that?
Not cash enough.
Oh no, come on, don't be that way. But you're being unfair with your criticism of him. He's on the streets right now and you are here. He's trying
nothing
to do something and you're not doing anything.
Nothing will happen. Lay them short everywhere, nothing will happen. These people
all
have
right,
been on a strike. It's over 6 months now. Am I right? It's on the 14th of February.
I don't like the way you surrender. You surrender without a pushback.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, not a lot of people, but a few people have called the show today, and they're not in support of the protest. But I don't know that their positions is better. I mean, their position, it varies a little bit, but they're saying, let's just sit back, fold our hands, and say a prayer before we die. Well, that's not a good way to die. You have to learn how to die. There's a way to die. Learn how to die. That's not one way to die, where you sit down and let hunger take you away. Nigeria Info. Hello, the sunny side, the volume of your radio set.
Yes. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, it does like you said that freedom of speech anyway. I wouldn't have said much about the last caller. But if he was in the shoe of Ayuba Wapa, perhaps maybe he wouldn't have, castigated him this far. Of course.
There you go.
Do they have blame? Yes, of course. My point is that, why have they, in the first instance, taking it too long, before they come up with this particular mega or
rally.
United protest, or if I may say like that. You know what I'm saying? Because sincerely, these people, as far as whatever is concerned, these people, what are they doing? I'm talking about the federal government. They are insensitive, to the future of Nigeria, because you hear perhaps maybe one of these single students joining them yesterday saying that they in the five of us and they wanted to be useful for themselves. Number one, they want to be productive to themselves, then also to be productive even to the society as well. Of course, you talk about China, their manpower, their population needs, their manpower, and we could see the level of productivity. So if our youth are not being like this so low. Quite disheartening. And they are the market.
I'm sorry, you keep breaking up. I have a question here on WhatsApp. His name's David. He says, Joyce, good afternoon. This government has seen us finish. Where is the billions that were found at Ikoyi years back? David. Oh, that one. That gist. Well, that's a good question. The one I can't shake off is the one where snake swallowed money. And we're also told that... Nigeria. Nah, someone told 200 million heads. But you see, it's possible, though. If you watch horror movies, I think a snake can metamorphose, can shapeshift, swallow money. Yeah, that's something the movies are made of. But someone told an entire nation, a certain human race, a whole human race that God created, the monkey, was it monkey or snake or both, swallowed money. God, the sunny side. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, Mecca is my name again from Satellite Town.
Welcome, Mecca.
See, this issue of NLC strike in solidarity with
ASU.
ASU is long overdue.
Okay, okay.
But be it as it may, 11th hour solidarity is not a bad one.
Oh, okay.
Because this country has a lot of burning issues that is supposed to affect every trade union organization, NLC, the entire citizens. So we talk about NLC, trade union congresses, they are not the only ones affected. We have other professional bodies that have been affected by what is happening in this country. Unfortunately, I must say that NLC has lost its bite.
Okay.
You know, but gone are the days when NLC used to have the bite force of, well, that's a Rottweiler or an American Pitbull.
Yeah, I totally get that. They had grits back in the day. Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, back then, not anymore, even now. You see, a lot of things have gone wrong in this country. A whole lot more is going to go wrong. And in as much as I blame NLC and TUC to some extent, like I said on the lead this morning with Sheriff Quadri.
Okay.
I blame our elected representatives, members of the House of Assembly, because they have not lived up to their constitutional responsibility to the people or their obligation to the people.
Yeah.
When you have a sitting president or executive arm of government that is insensitive and it's not meeting up to their role or their social contract to the people, what is the National Assembly supposed to do?
Good question.
They have their constitutional powers of impeachment there. Someone has come up to say he cannot wait to go. A president has almost 10 more months before handing over.
Okay.
He's saying he cannot wait to go, that he's tired of giving everything he has. Look at the security situation. In times of crisis, what do people do? They fall back on what they know. And someone is telling you, I've given you everything I have. And things are getting worse. We have elected legislators there. You are just rubber stamps. So I must commend NLC and trade union Congress, but Nigerians must understand that what is happening in this country goes beyond TUC and NLC.
Okay.
This is a collective fight, because the office of the citizen remains the highest office in the land.
Remind them.
We have no business whatsoever going about our professional jobs or duties when our students are on strike. Go to the hotels, you see all the young ladies there in the name of runs. They're all in the hotels. You know?
Yeah.
Prostitutes selling their bodies. Our young men have
joined.
Left their own devices. Some of them are now into Yahoo, Plus, and the
prostitution.
Those who want to be useful to themselves have chosen one vocational trade or the other. And every day on social media, we see these politicians celebrating with their children who are graduating in various universities all over the world. Just imagine the speaker posting that he's at Harvard.
If he knew if he knew you guys were going to come at him like that, he probably would not have
made that. Just imagine. These people, they take us for a ride. They think it's business as usual. They believe that there's nothing we can do. All we do is talk, come on social media, go to beer parlor, fight one another, and all that, and business continues. Those who make peaceful change impossible.
Yeah.
Violent change inevitable. I am not advocating any kind of violent revolution whatsoever, but people must understand that there's what we call elastic limit in physics. This country needs to breathe. They should allow us, give us some breather in this country. We are suffocating, we are choking.
All right.
Enough is enough.
Thank you.
So I commend NLC and TUC to continue, and every other professional body should join.
All right.
Get those down tools and bring this country to a halt. Enough is enough. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here on WhatsApp and I must share it. Some people think it's someone or some people's responsibility to protest and fight for good governance. He says, and I quote, "It's everybody's business to demand for good government. I don't think referring to those protesting as they is okay." So I don't have a name here, but that would not necessarily matter because the message is clear. He's saying that NLC should not be alone in our minds or in our narrative. He says NLC is Nigeria and Nigeria is NLC, and so is everyone. Me speaking and you listening, or you on the telephone getting mad at me for trying the third time and still haven't gotten through to 99.3 Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the sunny side. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ruta from Yaba.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I am one of the callers. The one that is saying that they believe in God. I'm just, it's people, it's callers like, it's Nigerians like that, that part of the reason why things are just worse in this country, you know. How can you say because you have a business in Nigeria? So because you have that business now, you should not go on strike. You just want to go to business and come back home. That business you are going to, Agbero will collect their own from your hands. Police will collect their own from your hand. And yet you are saying that let the status quo stay like that. We should not protest. I agree that Ayuba Wabba is the most.
Oh, yo.
I've not said anything now. I just said.
I don't trust you, man. Yeah. Believe me, I don't trust you. But yeah.
I don't want to say, okay. Let me comport myself now.
Good.
I know that the current NLC president is just not it. I think that's good enough.
Okay.
Hello?
I can understand you not agreeing with him. All right.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
But at least, maybe who knows, though, maybe the government has given him money all this while. At least since Osamale came in, since Osamale left, I don't think we have seen any NLC leader that have been able to rally Nigerians to fight for their rights.
So that's the thing. We don't know for sure. And we can't stamp assumptions on people as though... And that's the unfortunate thing. You can't stamp an assumption on people without it even sounding offending. So you can't say, oh, he's taking money, if you don't know for sure that he's taking money. He might just not... He might also be as tired as you are. Like, it can be anything else.
So why just all the same years, way. Why all these years that the fuel price has been increasing, this food inflation is so huge that I've never seen in my whole life. And yet, this man is just sitting down doing nothing. He only come out, make statements, trying to make protests, and all of a sudden, he goes into thin air.
Some
we don't
people,
see him again.
See, look, and I'm not even holding court for the guy. To be honest with you, if I wasn't reporting the news, I don't know the guy, and I probably wouldn't have even cared to seek him out. But you see, some people are more temperate than others. Others have a passion. Others are So the thing is, I get that you don't agree with his pattern and you think he is slow, but you have to elasticate some of your assumptions just so that it doesn't look like you're saying he took money. I mean, it's not fair, to be honest. Yeah.
I'm not saying it did. I said maybe. But okay, let me take that back.
Thank you.
Let me just say that I may not like his methods.
And that's clear.
It's not that as aggressive as the other
fantastic.
One that was there.
Fantastic.
But at least he came out.
Okay.
And he helped organize a protest.
Oh,
and Nigerians
go.
Have responded.
Oh, there you
he
go.
Should be encouraged.
Oh, okay.
Not to be told that. Not to be telling us that. Not someone to be telling us that if the protest will not work. We should not go on. We should not shut down the economy. My business is protest. No, that is wrong.
All right.
That is wrong.
All right.
You should be a Nigerian. I should want the best for Nigeria. And one of the way to show that you want the best for Nigeria is to go out there and protest. Is to go out there and make some little sacrifices.
Okay.
So that the government will know that you are angry. Not just for you to sit down there and be telling everybody that the protest will not work. The protest will not, it will amount to nothing. What happened to NSAS? The NSAS brought Nigeria to the world. The world saw what we were going through. Yes, the government did its own at the end of the day. But we saw the condemnation. The secrets were out. Everything we know.
Right.
Everybody knows that people's lives were lost. We couldn't deny that. So never, ever condemn Nigerians for protesting. Protesting is a right. Just like right to eat, right to life is a right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. I have a message from Aliu. To me, we don't have government in Nigeria. With what's happening, Nigerians should wake up, rise up against this mindless government. He says NLC should declare total strike. You guys are really beginning to fantasize with this whole strike thing. Like, it sounds like you're really down for it. Hi, Joyce. I don't think this government can hear us, and I support the Labour to shut down everything. That's Mike. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, Joyce. A Nigerian government put us in this situation. If power was up and running, our economy will be superb. All hands will be on deck to build a better and the best nation, possibly. Now they are complaining no money to run the affairs of the nation. Pay ASUU when they weaponize poverty. Let them give constant power supply. University workers, craftsmen, artisans can use...
Oh, let them give power supply that, you know, universities, workers, craftsmen, and artisans can use. Money will jackba there. Oh, money will yakba there. Oh, money will yakba there. Oh, sure. I get the import. Money will yakba there. Okay, you're making a case for electricity. Sounds like you're almost asking NEPA 2 to join the protest then. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hello. Welcome to radio. Hi, my friend. Can you hear me?
How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm well. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yes, I want to remain anonymous.
Yeah, sure.
You see what I was just loving from all the...
comments?
All the people that have been calling. I say I was just been loving from all the people that have been calling.
Yeah, okay.
You know why?
Why?
Nigeria has gotten to the stage whereby everybody don't know what to do anymore. Now, let me come from this angle. Wabara, as a person, he cannot do anything without his ESCO. Then, two, Wabara cannot do anything without being consulting every other stakeholders.
Mm.
Three, Wabara cannot do anything. Look at from the NSAS, from the time Wabara has been on the as a NLC president. Look at what happened in 2020. We come out. We are still not out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We're up and down. Things are still like that.
Mm.
Then you need to look at the factor that this is a problem globally. If we say we go to protest or we are striking, then what will it happen? Remember, in 2020, there was a strike. Maybe 2021, there was a strike relating to this fuel subsidy whereby they want to raise fuel prices up. Then later, there's a setup from the federal government and the NLC. That is, they should look into what are they going to do so that people will not suffer. Then what did they want Barbara to do? The man has just been sincere and be liberal to make sure that the suffering from the Nigerians and the Nigerians as a whole will not be continued in this manner. So whoever that is not blaming Wabara for this, Wabara for that, they are not just being justified. They are not being sincere. Now, coming from this, let me tell you something. You know why federal government will not even listen to anybody?
Okay.
I went to a program somewhere. You don't know, guess what the person said. He said when you open a champagne, you know, the champagne will do boa champagne. Do you know what he said? He said, I don't want that kind of wine anymore. That is a boa. It's like you are bombing your environment.
Mm.
He said, I want to open a beer, a champagne that will do... Joyce, are you
I'm with you. What does that mean? Uh-huh.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. I want to open a wine whereby it will not make a noise.
Yeah.
You see, Nigerian society have gone to a stage whereby the federal government and all these people who are governing this country, they don't listen, they don't know us anymore.
Right.
They have cornered everything. They have done everything in such a way that either you like it, either you scatter your head or you know.
Okay.
Guess what? The same man who said, when you pump that champagne, it will do boa, he has once a protester. But now that is, yes, one way or the other, understanding the government, maybe one way or the other, enjoy the government. He said, I don't want to be in that kind of a class. What does that get to you?
All
meaning
right.
that money has exchanged hand.
All right.
So, you know, in this
pardon
country,
me, I hate to interrupt your thought. I have to be off on a break because I have the headlines up next. I sincerely do apologize for interrupting
you. Okay, I will hold for you.
All right, then. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Headlines up next.
He has not been able to give his own family something to eat on the table. Guess what? There is a lot of crisis.
Okay.
Today, are we coming to the crisis, trying to sort out problem? Then, at the end of the day, when we now look at the problem, we realize that the only problem is that there is no money.
Okay.
You understand?
So wait. Hold on a second. Are you actually saying that this country doesn't have money?
No. Nigeria has enough.
I'm just telling you, Nigeria has enough.
Okay.
And this is the only, you know, we are in the election FIFA. Mm. Election FIFA, whereby, you see, Wabara that they have just come out now with some other people. Because every radio station, all the politicians are listening to every information that is going around.
Okay.
Because they need people. And they want people to come. They want to gain people around them. And those information, you will see that is maybe they don't listen. They listen to everything. And they will use all their tentacles to make sure that if they corner everybody back to their own fold, both the opposition and the present government that are in the power right now. So that is, there's nothing happening. They will listen. And for Wabara to come up now, it's a good day and it's a good time.
All right.
Them to be able to win the
war.
We can't continue in this way. Thank you, God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. I would like to take two more, and then we have to go to another conversation. And that other conversation is equally as necessary as this one that we're having. I'll speak to you, and then we segue. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Auntie Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, lady. We're happy to have you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
This is Uche from Satellite.
Thank you, Uche.
I support NLC 150%.
Sounds like you're rich. All right.
Because it's even long overdue.
Okay.
It's long overdue. There was a time an issue came up in Nigeria Info, and I called in and said, it is not only ASUU that should be on strike. All the sectors of the economy should down to. Otherwise, the federal government will not listen to anyone.
All right.
Look at all the sectors. Nothing is working. Nothing is working. So, the NLC, I support them with whatever they are doing.
Okay.
Even let them shut down every aspect of the economy.
Okay.
Let them shut down. Because if they don't do that, these people will keep on taking us for a ride.
And there are potholes on this ride.
We are not fools.
Thank you very much.
We are all human beings and we have something upstairs.
All right. Thank
you. When they do this, I think things will go well.
Okay.
Good afternoon to Joyce.
Afternoon to you, and thank you very much for calling. On WhatsApp, the government is deliberate making education grind to a halt, so that the uneducated masses will always dance to their whims and caprices. The Speaker of the House of Reps is in Harvard showing off while ASUU strike continues. I think that thing slipped, because if that guy knew you guys were going to have him for breakfast, he'd have just left. He wouldn't even have taken the photo. Or worse, he wouldn't have posted it. He says, let the demonstration by NLC go on. Four of my children are at home for 6 months. Elder Godwin M.M. Chukwu. Yeah, that's it. M.M. Chukwu. Yeah, that's it. And M. Choku, exactly. Thank you very much for your message, by the way. I do. And as a parent, it kind of touches a different nerve. It's not just because I think, and that's the problem with what's happening, the ripple effect. So it's not just that they're on strike, is that every other aspect of their lives is affected. So that by extension, the parents somehow is affected. Because everybody makes a sketchy plan. Yeah, man proposes, God, but at least the man still tries to propose. God can decide to dispose it. But a man must, I mean, you have to act like you're going somewhere. Then imagine having to wait on a government who is the one disposing. Well, maybe not disposing, but at this point, what would you call it? Man proposes, God disposes. Well, it just seems like that's what the government is doing, because how do students stay at home for almost a year? And it's consistent staying at home. It's not like, oh, something happened, the problem gets fixed, go to school. You can make a calculation. You can say, I go to school, I do 5 years, do NYSC, come out. If you're hustling, you know you're hustling. If you're getting a job, you know you're getting a job. But at least you know that you have something, and you can move on to other things. I remember someone told me that she was in university for a four-year course. She had spent 8 years. Eight! That's 2 degrees. That's two. So imagine what a parent could have achieved if they had a child in university for 8 years, and what the economic value that child could bring to not only the society, but to that family. So everybody's losing because ASUU is on strike. And I think that's something we haven't done a good work of, estimating the cost. It costs this nation something that those whose heads we need to be working correctly for tomorrow are at home. Look, it's with all my heart that I really give an apology. My phone lines are real heavy ringing, and I have to segue to another conversation, and it's similar. So I would say the stars did align. I want to speak about child psychology. And it's similar, well, at least it connects to what we're talking about, because child psychology says, as a parent or someone who's catering for other people, are you complaining about your children and why? So you look at a child, you see how they talk, how they act, how they behave, and maybe they're even within the university age bracket, and so the ASU situation is equally affecting them. And maybe one way, maybe your child is reckless or restless, and one way to keep them busy, send them to school. And here ASU has kept them at home for you. And maybe they're stubborn, they're strong-headed. And I mean, there is life, and then there are the things that make up life. And so ASU is one of it. But there's also, you know, parenting pattern. There is social factors, the television, what your children watch on television, this radio, there's what they see. There's what the father is that the child is trying to become, what the mother is that the son is trying to become, or the daughter is trying to become, what the mother is that the children are trying to become, what the father is that he would love to change, but unfortunately he's seen it in the child. Yeah, child psychology. I want to ask all of us, me, you, what are the things that you think or know affects or is affecting your child's psychology, the way your child sees the world, views the world, thinks, acts, or behave? Everyone who is about to be a parent, everyone who is a parent, contributes to this to highlight. And what that highlight does, it gives every other person listening a broader scope of what we can learn and what we can do differently as far as trying to raise children, nurture them, lead them, guide them, correct them, help them. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Worthy of Note on The Sunny Side.
If it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
Now we segue to another conversation. It's child psychology. So what have you observed is affecting the way your child acts, behaves, speaks, that? The volume of your radio set. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Well, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good to have you here. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Can you hear me now?
No, have you done that?
Yeah, I've done it.
Great. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I'm Sunday. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Good. You have a child?
Children? Really.
Okay. Child psychology. You want to talk about that?
Yes. I said I have two reasons for that.
Oh.
Number one, the behavioral aspect of how a child is being brought up from home. That is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that will reflect to the society.
Uh-huh.
Then number two, the attitude of the society before the child reflects to the nature of the child.
Okay. Yeah.
That is number two. And in summary, I would say all we do, we need a good behavior in every society, and that will bring a good governance in every aspect of home. But if these things are missing,
yeah,
that means we have a long process that is uncountable.
So are you, pardon me, before you disappear, please, are you suggesting that given the way Nigeria is patterned today, what do you foresee for the child, the psychology of the children who are being raised today?
Yes, Joyce, if you ask me, Nigeria behavioral policy towards
children,
home, or the society, it's all I describe as decadence.
Decadence.
And such is common from the society down to the home. And that is why we all cry and complain, give reasons, and which are negative at the end, and we have no solutions.
And
when we continue like this, without going back to the way to bring our children in the way of the Lord, it will be very difficult for us to get it right, because those children are leaders of tomorrow. And when you produce wrong leaders, you have
wrong society.
The attitude of leaders we're having today.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much for calling. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. We're discussing child psychology. What are the things affecting your child? Make it back 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190-Nigeria.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Great.
And I want to say my opinion for child psychology.
Yeah, what's affecting your child?
My own take is that some of them learn what their parents are doing or how they were brought up. But some of them, that their parents are careless about them, when they now enter society, some of them, with peer pressure, they will change. For example, there was a time when the peer pressure make me. I was smoking gold leaf from my class 3 to SS3. I continued smoking ganja weed from that time to 2001. Will you not say that my parents, because I'm saying they smoke gold leaf and ganja weed? But when the ganja weed is not working on my body, I started to drink monkey tail and elujaja, which is curing me my malaria. So that is what I can say for child psychology. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. A sincere and quick apology to all our friends listening. I must go off on a break. I have guests in the studio. And let's see. Hold on a second. Yeah, I guess it's information that you can use on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I'm going to We'll be right back.